Hello.
Hello, this is Kieran Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in the state of New York or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a woman. I don't believe in all that bullshit.
Okay. And can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
Uh, 1944.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is your race?
White. Caucasian.
Okay, yep. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
3 PhDs.
Okay, thank you so much. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Anyone outside of Trump.
Okay.
I voted for Biden.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, the U.S. Congress, and the other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will probably vote if I'm still alive.
Okay, thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
I'll do anything to keep Trump out of office.
Okay, and on a scale from 0 to 10, how is that?
10 is the highest.
Yes.
10.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10? Again, when 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
2.
2, okay, thank you.
Because now, of can the Electoral please... College. Because
okay,
we voted for Hillary, and she won, and then the Electoral College voted her down, and that's why we had to suffer with Trump. We would have a whole different life if she were elected. Because she was a woman of action, and he's just an asshole.
Okay, got it. And now, can you please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement? Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree?
This year particularly?
No, I mean, this is a statement about how you feel, you know? Regardless of how you may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, I mean, it's your duty to vote this year.
It's all about the candidate. That's why I said I'll do anything to keep him out of office.
Okay, so you strongly agree with this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one says, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. How much does this matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me, but like I said, I'll do anything to keep him out of office. I'm the one who made his second wife leave him.
Okay.
He's an evil, you know, abuser for women.
Okay, got it. So would you say this matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Well, for this particular election, it matters a lot.
Okay, thank you so much.
I wish there was a better Democratic candidate.
Oh. Okay, got it. And then we have protecting gender equality.
I'm sorry, what?
At protecting gender equality.
Well, definitely not Trump. Because he hates gay people.
Okay. So would you say that this matters a lot or matters somewhat?
Well, for that, it matters a lot because, like I say, he hates gay people.
Okay. And then we have election for Congress in the House of Representatives or the Senate. This matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
I have no idea whose candidates are, but Congress runs the United States.
Okay. So would you say that it can be maybe matters somewhat?
I would say it matters a lot.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And the last one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Yeah. Well, Trump doesn't care. So, yes, it matters a lot. He destroyed our... I'm on the phone for a minute. It matters a lot.
Okay, got it. And, well, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. So how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say if you nothing will stop you, you want to vote and probably will? If it's convenient, you will vote? You don't and will vote? Or not chance,
I will vote.
Okay.
I will vote.
Okay, the first one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Harris. So you will vote.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And again, protecting gender equality.
Yes.
Okay. Then we have election for Congress, that is the House of Representatives or the Senate.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Hello?
Yes, what was that? I'm sorry. Somebody was walking in and out of the room.
Oh, okay. It was election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. This will, nothing will stop you to vote. You'll want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, you will vote. You dope and you will vote. Or no chance you will vote.
The second one. The second one.
Okay. And the last one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF again.
I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And the last, then we have, I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris, the Republican Donald Trump, the third party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else? Or will you not vote?
I'll vote for Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if you knew that projecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated? No
somewhat.
Change? Okay, thank you so much. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Just some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protection to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And based on your read of this statement, based on what I told you, do you think this amendment will put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protection, preventing discrimination based on age, or remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions? You can select all that apply.
There's some of it that I approve of.
Okay. I can read them again for you, and you can tell me yes or no.
I'm all about women's rights and rights for disabled.
Okay.
And seniors.
Okay, that would be prevent discrimination based on age.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the authors are put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution.
Keep voting about that.
Okay. Then we have keep voting rights to immigrants.
I don't believe in that at all.
Okay. And then strengthening protection for New Yorkers with disabilities?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
And then provide protections on the basis of gender?
That's stupid.
Okay. Then we have private housing discrimination.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Oh, we can skip that. Then we have put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
Yes.
Okay. Then strengthen voting rights protection.
I didn't hear what you said.
Is strengthening voting rights protections.
I don't hear the second word. Streaming?
No, straining. Voting rights protection. You're like strong, more strong voting rights.
It is what it is. You know, it's not going to change overnight.
Okay. And the last one is remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions.
No, I think parents need the rights over the children.
Exactly.
Children are, your brain develops by age 28, so you're just a little asshole until you're 29 years old. You don't know what you want. And that's the problem with the world today, is that there's too much given to these young assholes.
Okay, got it. And now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes? Probably
yes.
Vote no? And is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat more or less like motivated, sorry.
More.
And is more motivated to vote on the amendment or less motivated to vote?
More.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements, and for each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, 10 means you strongly disagree, you can choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
I believe that's good.
Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, how strongly do you agree?
I would say 10.
Okay. Then we have, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Their chance to what?
I'm sorry? The chance to thrive.
I didn't hear the word. To treat?
To thrive. THREVIVE.
Therapy?
No. THRIVE.
Thrive.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, everybody should have a chance to thrive. But it's hard because we have these corporations that control the world. We can blame Ronald Reagan for that.
Okay, and how strongly do you agree with this statement on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen because there's always a caste system. The rich get richer, and, you know, the poor get poorer.
Yeah, got it. And on a scale of 0 to 10, how strongly do you agree or disagree with this statement?
You can say 10, but it's never going to happen.
Okay. Your personal opinion will be what?
That's why I said you can put down 10. But I believe it's never going to happen.
Okay, got it. The next one says, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. And on a scale of 0 to 10, how strongly do you agree with this?
10.
Okay. Then we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Again,
yes.
On a scale of
10.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than slighting out some groups.
Then what? Some groups?
Then slighting out some groups.
Do you mean singling out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, New Yorkers. The New York law, yes. 10.
Okay, got it. And then we have, defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Yes, 10.
10, got it. The next one says, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
So the parents have to consent.
Okay, and on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you agree or disagree with this?
I think, like I say, you're an infant until you're 28 years old. Your brain's not developed yet, so you need to be guided, and these young people are given too much freedom, and that's why this world is going to be a mess.
Okay, so you are trying to say that you strongly disagree with this.
Well, I think parents should have control.
Okay. Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you agree or disagree?
Well, you're saying to give the child control, right?
Yes. It says, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
I agree with that.
Okay. And how much? Okay, thank you. Got it. And the last one says, it is important to protect trans health and protect access to gender-affirming care.
Let's put out as a 6.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And now I'm going to give you a short statement about Prop 1. It says, the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts worldwide backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Now, hearing this, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided? How would you, or will you not vote?
I will vote yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, let me ask you. As you may know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you always certain to vote?
Yes, the top one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is perfect, exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? The first statement says, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And the second statement says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care. And this amendment...
I don't know anything about this. I have no idea what that is all about.
This is about the amendment that I was telling you about that we were discussing.
No, but I'm saying I haven't followed it. I don't know. So just leave it blank.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate your statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think it's an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of the Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think...
How much longer is this going to be? Because people are waiting for me.
We are 80% complete right now. I think we're almost done.
I agree to voting, and I agree to Prop 1, so just finish it up.
Well, actually, I need to read all the questions, you know, because
there's somebody waiting. I'm in the hospital, and there's a doctor waiting to see me.
Okay. Well, you see... You know, we can program a call back later on to finish the survey. Are you okay with that?
Just finish it for me. I'm voting for Kamala, even though I'd rather vote for Gavin Newsom. But, you know, it is what it is. She's anybody Trump is destroying the world, and I want him out.
That's the whole thing.
I just actually vote Democrat the whole way. So it doesn't matter what the questions are.
I got it, but actually I can't do that, you know, because this is for research purposes, and if I did a survey, that will not be, 100% certain,
Listen, I have to go. Goodbye.